Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Chana Liba, Bas Necha Gittel, and for Gila Shoshana, Bas Necha Gittel, Lazara Shel Kayama, and Leschus Elisheva Tova Bas Leah Genendel, Shev Zara Shel Kayama, and Adina Bas Sheva Bas Nechagitel, Simcha Ben Nechagitel, Shmuel Alexander Ben Nechagitel, and Le Nishmas Repin Yob and Repinchas Halevi. We'll be learning an interesting question about a Kohen who never divorced his wife when he wasn't Zoche to have children after 10 years. And then after they got divorced, she realized that she was pregnant. And we know that a Kohen isn't allowed to marry a Grusha, even his own Grusha. So the question is this get considered a get betos? Is it considered a mistaken get? Because it's an umdina demuchach, it's very clear that he only divorced her al das, that she wasn't going to have children, and that she wasn't pregnant. And it turns out that she was pregnant, so maybe the whole divorce is off and they can stay married. They were never divorced in the first place. Or maybe no. He gave her a get, she's divorced, and it's very sad, but that's it, that's the halacha. So this was asked to Agoin Agadur of Nasan Gishtet Nezechet Tzadik Levracha and Lahoris Nasan Chelek Tes, and we're going to be basing our analysis on his tshuva. In the Gemara in Yevamos Nafsamchei, it says that if a man marries a woman, he has no children. And then this woman marries a second man, and again she doesn't have children. And then now she's 0 for 2. So you see that she's probably not having children. So she should only marry somebody who already has children. If she married somebody who doesn't have children, teitzei b'lo ksuba, then she divorces man number 3 without receiving her ksuba, because they shouldn't have been married in the first place. Because she was 0 for 2, and therefore it makes sense that she's not going to have children again this time. He never had children, so teitzei b'lo ksuba. The Gemara says, let's say, after the third husband, she marries a fourth guy. And now she has children. Can she now go to husband number 3 and say, hey, you owe me a ksuba, because I really was able to conceive. So you can't say that you rightfully divorced me because I couldn't have children, because I could have children. Look, I had children with husband number 4. So we say to her, says the Gemara, that your shtika is better than your dibur. Better remain silent. Because he can say to her, I didn't marry you, adaita dahachi. Meaning, if I would have known that you can really have children, I wouldn't have divorced you. And then the get is batel mafreya. Then get number 3 is really not a get, and now she's married to husband number 4 as somebody else's eishes ish, and the child's a mamzer. So better keep your mouth closed, lady. Don't say anything to husband number 3, because otherwise he can say that had I known that you were going to have kids, I wouldn't have divorced you, and therefore the get is batel mafreya. The get is retroactively cancelled. So asks Rav Papa, what do you mean we tell her to remain silent? Are we going to remain silent? Nimtza get batel ubanei mamzerim. If her husband, explains Rashi, could be mevatel the get, what does it help that she remains silent? Anan Misha Skinan, are we going to remain silent? Adaita Dahi Lo Girsha. He didn't divorce her, Al Das, that she was going to have children. So it must be Midisha Skinan, Vadei Lo Matzi Levetule. From the fact that we are silent, it must be he can't annul, cancel, get number three. Because what do we say to him? Misfeka kama garash dale. You were megarish her. Misafek. Meaning you didn't know. And you said, al das, that it's a suffik. I'm divorcing her 100%. No questions. El amrinan hashtu hu debriyasa, the Gemara says. We say now she got better. We say that originally she had some physical condition that prevented her from giving birth. And now, this condition passed. And she's no longer prevented from having children. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. Al pi the parish of Rashi. So we see from Rashi that from the fact that we are silent, we don't say anything, that doesn't mean that he can be mevatel the get. From the fact that we're silent, if the get was a problem, then we wouldn't remain silent. That the whole get is nullified, right? We would have said something. Beis Din would have said something. But he cannot be mevatel the get, Mr. Husband. Why? Because we say to him that misfeka kama garashtale. You are megarish or misafek. And you are at gemira's das to divorce her. So now let us be mashlich, project that case onto our case. And we can say to the husband, Mr. Cohen, that you are megarish or misafek. Meaning, al das, that even if she can have kids, even if she's pregnant, you still want to divorce her. And therefore, you're at the point of no return. That's it, you're a Cohen, you divorced her. But you can argue that there's a difference between the two cases. In the Sugin Yevamos, we say that Misafik, he divorced her, and he was going Redaito Legarish, because there, when he was Megarish her, he couldn't know whether or not she's going to have children when she marries husband number four. And Bevadai, he was Megarish Aldas Safek, because he couldn't know. Since he couldn't know, he said, whatever comes out, there's no way of me knowing, no way of me verifying. So whatever comes out, I want this to be a valid divorce. Masha Enkain, in our case, if he had a suffix that maybe she's mi'uberes, if he had any suffix on earth that she was mi'uberes, he would have waited until 3 months passed and she was showing. And the fact that he divorced her within the first 3 months after they were together, it means that he was sure that she wasn't giving birth. He didn't have any suffix. Lo osal daito, that she's meuberes, that she's pregnant. And therefore, he wasn't megarish her even outside suffix that maybe she's pregnant. He said she's definitely not pregnant. And al das, that with that in mind, he mistakenly divorced her. When he can't know what's going to happen in the future, he doesn't mistakenly divorce her. He says, listen, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, so now I'm giving her 100% of a get. But here we're talking about the present. In the present she was pregnant, and he could have known that if he had just waited. And from the fact that he didn't wait, it means that he was sure that she isn't pregnant. And by divorcing her, He was saying, I'm divorcing her. I'm sure she's not pregnant. That's why I'm divorcing her. And then when afterwards it turns out she was pregnant, the whole thing was done under mistaken pretenses. So maybe she's not divorced after all. And therefore, the get is off, and they're still married. However, it's not so pashut, because Tosfos and Dibur HaMaschil, Ishaska, Anan Mishaskinan, if she's silent, how can we remain silent? Because the get was under mistaken pretenses when she had husband number four and she had a child. So that means that husband number three made a mistake when he divorced her. And Mimela, she's an Eishas Ish. So Tosfos asks, Vim Toimar Disnan Begitten, Hamotzi Ishto Mishum Ailonis. Somebody divorces his wife because she's an Ailonis, she can't have children. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yachzir. Even if she turns out she's not, he can never take her back. No matter what, it's 100%. And then if she marries somebody else and she has children, and then she says, give me my ksuba, because the first husband divorced her because she can't have children, and now she proves that she can, so give me my ksuba. So Rabbi Yehuda says that we say to her, the first husband can say to her, better keep silent. It's better that you keep silent rather than speak. Because if that's true, that it was all a mistake, then you're still married to me, and then you were with this man as an Eishes Ish, and your kid is a mamzer. So as says Tosfos, there we can make the same, say the same thing. Ishaska v'hashta tikshi hasam. Iha ishaska anan mishaskinan. There we can ask, if she's silent, how can we remain silent? She's really married to her previous husband. Same thing we say here. The Gemara there doesn't ask the Kasha. Why not? V'yesh lomar answers Tosfos to Hasam. Kevin de Takinan, the Rebbe Yehuda, the Lo Yachzir, Leka Lamechash Lekilkula. Since Rebbe Yehuda says he can't take her back, there's no Kilkul. Because that means that he divorced her 100%. We can remain silent because we're not concerned that the previous, that his get wasn't a good get, because it's a Lo Yachzir case. So he knew he was at the point of no return. He did it anyway. So we can't be Makalkel her now and say that she's still married to her previous husband, because if she does Rabbi Yehuda, she Lo Yachzir. Ulrabbanan, and even according to the rabbis, the Yachzir, that if a man divorces an islandess, he can take her back. So he didn't divorce her 100% necessarily, because when he knows he can't take her back, he says, I really mean this. But when he can't take her back, then maybe it wasn't 100% of a divorce, because he always knows, he's not really sure whether he should be divorcing her, and he knows he can take her back, so he's doing it out of suffix. When he knows he can never get her back, then he's doing it 100%. He really means it no matter what. So according to the rabbis, that Yachzir, we're also not choshish there lekilkula. Why came in the lo choshash livdok yafe b'simane islandis? He didn't check the simane islandis, and that proves that he was goymer b'daito legarish b'chol inyan. He really meant to divorce her. And lahachi shaskinan. That's why we remain silent. We don't say anything because he was going to Rebidaito because he didn't check her Sumani Islandis. Avalhacha, I'm skipping a little in Tosfos. Ein biyado livdok. Here in Yevamis, there's no way for him to check. Umochiach hadavar, and this proves, shemishum banim imotziya, shekvar niseis l'shnayim b'lo yilo banim mikel kol kula. This guy's saying, listen, she already married two guys, no children. She has no children with me. It's clear he's doing it mishum banim. And therefore, afterwards he can be mekalkel. And he can say with husband number four, and we can say, when you have child with husband number four, husband number three divorced you under mistaken pretenses. So anan misha skinan, that's the Gemara's kasha. How can we remain silent? The Gemara answers. The Gemara gives a chilek here, Tosfos gives a chilek here, between the two cases. When he could have checked her simanei eilanus and he didn't. Or according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo yachzir, so he was giving her 100% of a get. So in Gittin, we don't ask that shaila about the anan misha skinan. But here in Yevamos, where it's clear that he's divorcing her, al tzbanim, that she's not a bas banim, she can't give birth, she ended up giving birth, we say, hey, maybe the previous get wasn't a good get. Ad kan divrei atosus. So we see from Tosus that in an instance where he could have checked, and he didn't check, we're not choshish l'kilkula. Because this proves that since he could have checked and he didn't, this proves that he was gomer b'dayto l'garish b'chol inyan. He was checking no matter what. He was divorcing her no matter what. And therefore, b'ailonis, when it comes to an ailonis, we're silent. And let's now extract to our case, project to our case of the Kohen who divorces his wife and it turns out she's pregnant. He could have checked. Since he could have checked, and he didn't, how could he have checked? Just wait 3 months, see if she's showing. So it means that he took into account that maybe she really is pregnant. From the fact that he didn't check, he means, yeah, maybe, but I'm divorcing her no matter what. I'm finished with this girl. But that would seem to be what his attitude is, his intention when he divorced her. Just like by the simanei eilonis that he could have checked and he didn't. So we say that his negligence proves that he was divorcing her no matter what. So of course, Sophie didn't really care, eilonis, no eilonis, he said, I just want to divorce you. Here also, he could have checked, he could have waited and he didn't. That means that he was saying, Soph kol soph, I want to divorce you. And that means that even though afterwards she's pregnant, he can't take her back. Ay, ay, ay. However, it's not so pashut, because there is a Ritva and a Rashba and a Ramban. We'll just bring the Ritva in Yevamos Samech Hei Ayin Sham, who says that in the case of the Gemara in Yevamos where he divorces his wife, husband number three, because she had no children, it's not that she had any simanim of an eilonis. It was just a chazaka that she wasn't giving birth because she didn't have with the earlier husbands. And maybe it's their bad and she can really have children. So he doesn't really know for sure. It's only alz the chazaka. Ein kan simen gamor ulai hu lo zacha li banos mimena. There's no simen gamor. Maybe it was just him. And therefore when he was megarish or stam, he was megarish or afilu al das she'ulai teleid, even with the knowledge that maybe she is going to give birth. He still was megarish her, because he's no absolute proof that she's not going to give birth, since he doesn't know, and he divorces her anyway. So he's divorcing her under those, with that attitude, with that understanding that maybe, yeah, she will give birth. And therefore, when she gives birth afterwards, she's still divorced. V'achis nafshei l'sveika ben yochel l'kalkel klal. He can't go afterwards and say, no, it wasn't a good divorce. It was a good divorce. He knew that there was no simon gummer. But in our case, we can contrast and say that he really thought that she wasn't pregnant. We know that he thought she wasn't pregnant. I mean, the guy waited 10 years and she hadn't yet given birth. And now he wasn't Megarish or Al Safek that he thought maybe she's pregnant. If he thought maybe she was pregnant, then he wouldn't have divorced her. So he was batuach that she wasn't pregnant. So since he was sure, and he divorced her, so that was a mistake. There he was divorcing her under false pretenses. Whereas in the case of the Gemara in Yevamos, it wasn't under false pretenses. Even when she gave birth later, he knew that maybe in the end she is going to be giving birth. Possibly. How does he know? He has no simon gomer that she can't give birth. And he divorced her anyway, so that's a good get. But in our case, he was divorcing her 100% with the understanding that she is not pregnant. And she can't give birth. And then when she does afterwards, oy vey, you see that the get was given and she was already pregnant. It was a mistake. So maybe the whole divorce is off and they're still married. Another point of discussion is Tosfos in Yevamos, Samech Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschil E. They ask on the Gemara, Nida, and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that talks about a woman who doesn't have a Vesis Kavua, and a man divorces her for that reason. Ayin Shama the Gemara. So he divorces her because she doesn't have a Vesis Kavua, she doesn't have a set menstrual cycle. So it says there that she can't take her back after divorcing her. Even if she establishes a Vesis Kavua, why? Mishum Kilkula. Because he's going to be Makalkil her. We don't want her to be Makalkil her, meaning that we don't want afterwards that she get her Vesis Kavua with another guy, and then it turns out she was never divorced by the first one, and she's an Eish HaZish, and that's terrible to the first one. So we say to him, listen, you can't take her back. And you can't afterwards come along and say, oh, I didn't mean it. Because from the fact that we're saying you can never have her back, it means that even if she's Kovei Vesis, you can't have her back. So you're divorcing her 100%. The Kasha, and Astosis, the Eina Yachol, the Kalkula. Why don't we just say that now, like the Gemara says, in Yevamos, by this woman, you know why she had a husband with the fourth guy? Because now she got better. She had a physical condition beforehand. And now she doesn't have it anymore, so you can't be Makalkil. So you say the same thing in Nida. That you can't be Makalkil. We don't have to worry about Kilkul and say Lo Yachzir. Because even if he tries to be Makalkal afterwards and say, oh, you have a Vesis Kavu, I didn't mean it, we could say no. That she didn't really, at the time, she didn't really have it, really didn't have. It wasn't a mistake. And now she got better. Now she established her Vesis Kavu. But when you gave the get, there really was something wrong. And therefore your get is 100% get. And now things changed. So you can't say that you didn't mean it. Just like we say in Yevamos, that later on when God gets better, he can't say that the get wasn't a good get. Was a good get, because at the time she really couldn't give birth, and therefore since at the time she couldn't give birth, that must be that, and later on she can't, but when he gave the get, she really couldn't give birth, so the get is a good get. So we could say the same thing in Nida, that at the time that he divorced her, she really didn't have a Vesis Kavua.
He's like the Gemara says, Ishein Lovesis, Asura Lashamesh, she can't be Mishamesh in Baila, maybe she'll be Roa Bishas Tashmish, etc. So that was really true at the time, and therefore your get was a good get, and you can't give you a kalkal afterwards when things changed. Tirei to Rav Shlomo, Midaryush, the Hasam Yesh Lachush Shetikva Vesis, Kamosh Yeshchila Likboya Samach Ligerishin. There, we can be choshesh that she's going to be koveh vesis, like she started right before she got divorced. The lekel meimer hashta debrias. No, no, no. There, she was already starting her kviyas vesis before the divorce, and therefore he can be makalkel, and he can say, "Oh, I didn't realize that this would continue as a kavua vesis," and therefore he can be makalkel the marriage. So we say lo yachzir. The kalkel the divorce. We say lo yachzir. Daglai mil selam afreya debolchay setachta bevrias. She was already healthier when she was with him. In the Gemara and Yevamas, she only got healthier afterwards. But in the Gemara Nida, and therefore, we're not choshesh that the husband can be makalkiler. That's in Yevamas. But in the Gemara Nida, maybe she already was healthier when she was with him, and then she could be makalkil. He could be makalkil and say, "Oh, it wasn't really a get. You already had a vesis when you were with me." So we see from this Tosfos that when afterwards the Gloy Lemuslim Afrei, that already before the get things are already straightened out, he could be Makalkil, because had he known, he wouldn't have divorced her. So in our instance also, since the Gloy Lemuslim Afrei, that everything was good already before, so that means that the get wasn't a get. It's a get betos, just like a Nida. We're worried that it's going to be considered a get betos. Now, we're worried if she marries another guy that it's going to be considered a get betos because of Gloya Milsalam Afreya, that she was already mitakin her vessels before. So, there's a lot more to discuss. And I'm not going to tell you what the conclusion is, with the hope that we can, Emir Tzashem, continue studying the sugya, and then come to the last suke shmaitza liba de hilchasa, and give ourselves a baracha that we should be zoche lilmodu lelame lishmor velasu akayim is called divrei salma terasu v'ahava, and also to thank Hashem that when we learn these shailas, these practical shailas, it gives us an appreciation of the halachic process and a respect for our poskim and rabbanim who are able to compare and contrast different cases that arise. And we should always be zochet to learn b'simcha v'tuv levav. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.